and welcome to Wednesday's edition of the FM podcast. And here we are with Davey Milligan, manager of Middlesbrough, Fred Norling, manager of Millwall, and Stuart, manager of Leeds United. If we start with you, you've got a tough run of games coming up now, haven't you, Stu?
Yes, I could have one game. If I lose, I think I might be sacked after yesterday.
Is it really that serious?
It is. Losing to Millwall, one of your arch rivals, that doesn't go down well with the board or the fans, and then losing another four on the bounce is getting to that stage now where things have to improve.
Well, it wasn't that long ago, Stu, we were talking to you and you were tipping yourself as an outsider for automatic promotion, and now you find yourself in 13th. Dramatic turn of events, isn't it?
It is. It's my own fault. My training schedule has put me in this debacle, as I like to call it. And it's not gone back to my original system, but just left the defence as it is. So hopefully now, my first game away being QPR, I might be able to get something.
Well, you sit 4 points behind Middlesbrough, who are in ninth position. Davey, can you cast any light as to where you think Stuart's going wrong?
Now, to be honest, I think it's going to be hard for the boy.
And why do you think it's going to be hard for the boy?
It's a Leeds board. We'll give him enough time.
OK, Davey. What about you, Fred? What do you think on Stuart's current plight?
I think he's playing too much on the ground. He can't. He has no variety when it comes to attacking. He lacks a target man.
You're saying he's a bit like a poor man's Arsenal. He can only play one way.
Exactly.
And when it doesn't work, there's no plan B.
Exactly.
And you agree with that, do you, Stuart?
I agree with the target man. Yeah, I lack the ability, but like many managers in life, I live and die by the sword. I believe in playing football. I don't believe in kicking it long. And aiming for players that are like 6'5", 6'6". I'd like to get the ball on the ground, move it, pass it into space. Second half against Millwall, for example, Fred couldn't live with me. Like the passing, I said to him, if you let me pass like this, I'll pass you to death. And I did. It was just I was 2-0 down. And I left myself too much to do. I'd rather go out losing, trying to play football, than lumping it to one player all the time.
Well, we all like him when he sticks to his principles, Stu, so let's hope you turn things around.
Thank you.
What about you, Davey? How are you finding things at the moment?
Well, sitting ninth, I've got to be happy with that.
Well, you're only 2 points off being in the playoffs. Is that not an unrealistic expectation to think that you can get amongst the playoff positions and get promotion?
I've already promised the fans, had a word with the chairman, that I will get promoted this season.
So you sound like quite a confident man. What's your plan of attack from here on in?
I can't divulge that information at the moment.
Well, the games are going to come thick and fast now, Davey. Some say this is the make or break time of the season.
I've got a couple of big games coming up, but I'm sure I can get past that.
What about your excellent input, Fred? As a manager sitting pretty in second, do you think Davey's got what it takes to make a run for the playoffs?
Well, if you look at his squad and the quality of some of his players, there's no doubt that he should be fighting about playoffs, but time is running out and he needs to make a move. Soon, very soon.
Well, Fred, some people say that the Christmas period, traditionally the English's favourite period of the season, is not a period where you can win or lose a title, but it's certainly one where you can scupper your chances. What do you think?
he does have an issue, as I said before, we're lacking a target man and...
No, I was directing more towards your team, Millwall. Do you think this
right.
Christmas period is going to make or break your team?
Actually, we've just had a rough of tough games and we almost won every single one of them, and we are getting easier fixtures now, so I'm not worried. And our Christmas schedule doesn't look that tough.
No?
It's not that cramped as it used to be.
But you've got a bit of a smaller squad at Millwall. Do you have the quality and depth when the games come thick and fast that you can still put out a decent 11 that will keep you up in the top two?
At the moment, I'm putting out a decent 11. I'm not sure if I I'll be able to get out a good starting 11 for the whole period. That's my hope.
Well, what do you think, Davey? Has Fred got what it takes and got enough quality in that squad?
That's a tricky one.
Man, a few words there, eh, Davey? What about you, Stu?
I think he needs to buy in Jan. I still believe he'll go up this year, but it would be very risky on his behalf if he didn't improve his squad in January.
We can't buy.
Well, if you can't buy, then get a couple of loans. Just anything, a bit of backup.
Yeah. Loans will be happening. That's definite.
I just hope to get to see January, really.
If we move on to the team in seventh position, Southampton, does anybody give Mike a realistic prospect of promotion?
No. Still, no.
Fred?
No. Not really.
Davey?
Well, I play Mike next, Southampton. If he gets 3 points for that game, he could go in from there, but I don't think he'll actually get 3 points against me.
Not much confidence for Mike there. Well, thanks for your insights there, boys. We'll catch up with everybody and we'll see just how we're getting on later on in the pod. Hi, Stu. Welcome to the pod. The reason we're having a chat with you at this particular time is due to the news that you've been sacked as manager of Leeds. Sorry, not sacked, resigned. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And why did you fall on your sword?
I think, how'd they put it? Walk before you pushed or something?
What, so you thought the sack was imminent, so you wanted to leave dignity intact?
Yeah, I didn't serve a pay packet anyway. So I thought I'd resign instead of them sacking me. Leave the club on the plan.
Well, the news at the moment we're hearing, Stu, is that you are linked to the York job because Belly might leave if he doesn't take up his new contract. Is that a chance for you to go as far down as League Two?
No, hopefully I won't have to, but I need to work, so a job would be a job, but League Two is a long way from my thoughts at this moment in time.
Is there any particular jobs you've got your eye on?
I have my eye on one or two. You say you talk about League Two and say I wouldn't go there. Port Vale would be a job I'd like, but it hasn't come up yet. Or Southend. Yeah.
What's appealing about Port Vale then, Stu?
It's always a club I've looked out for since a lad. It's got a lovely stadium, good facilities, and a good fan base. And a club that could be taking place if the right person was in charge.
So you feel at one with the Stokers, do you?
Oh, yes, the old Potters. They would be, get that Potters derby back together. That's what I'd like to say.
What about Leeds? What went wrong there?
I don't actually know. If I knew, then I'd probably still be manager, but I think it came a lot down to lack of follow power in the end. I had four strikers, one 36-year-old, one 21-year-old that were doing all the hard work. There was no middle ground with an in-form striker at all times. It was always sneak a goal here, sneak a goal there, but I could never produce a continuous foundation of goals. It was 3 in one game, none in the next. 5 in one game, none in the next. Had no rhythm to it.
Do you have any regrets?
No, I took the Leeds job in the first place. No, the one regret would be not adding an extra striker in the summer window. So I still think with an extra striker, I could have done it. And I had my opportunity, but I thought I'd wait until Jan, which I never saw.
At one stage, and in fact only 2 days ago, you were confident of making automatic promotion, never mind the playoffs.
Well, I was fourth in the league.
So what led to a dramatic drop in fortunes?
70 feats in 9 and 6 goals in the process. It came from nowhere. Nobody saw that coming. You go from fourth in the league to winning, what? You're beating Bristol City 2-1 away. They're third in the league, you're fourth. You win that game, you're 1 point off third, you're 4 points off second. And then from then on you go, you lose 5 on the spin, you draw a game, you lose 2 on the spin, and then you draw another game. And you're like, wow, where did that come from? That's why I don't know what happened. It's just something that happened and seems to happen to me quite on a regular basis. So.
Well, good luck, Stu, and we'll catch up with you as soon as you get yourself back into work.
Okay, cheers.
Hi, we're joined by Joe here, and it's another in our series of meeting the managers and getting a bit more close and personal. So, Joe, you're our affable Irishman. What teams do you support in real life?
Newcastle United and Cork City Football Club.
And in game, you're currently which team?
Poor old Portsmouth.
So you started at Sheffield United and now you're Portsmouth.
Yeah.
You've been likened to Martin O'Neill by members of the clan. How do you feel about that?
Well, Martin O'Neill's a very good manager. Personally, I think my football is a bit better than his, but, you know, he's still a good manager and it's a good compliment.
So you think your football's a bit better than his, do you?
Just a bit. I mean, Martin O'Neill's teams are always very physical, but also very direct.
Well, your fellow clan members have quoted you a nickname of the Clogger and said your managerial style's a mugger in a cravat.
Well, I don't know where these senseless allegations come from. My team never goes out to intentionally injure anyone unless they're in a bad mood.
But the amount of injuries you get, Joe, surely you can't argue with that.
That's all senseless nonsense, paraded by jealous people who didn't get up to the Premier League.
So if we go all the way back to FM9, that's where your, if I can use the word, love affair with Bolton started, isn't it?
Oh yeah, love affair. Well, that's what I was given and I did my best.
You were able to get Bolton into Europe before anybody else with bigger clubs did the same.
Yes, we had a very good first season, admittedly, but, you know, at the same time, it was noted that my team was very inconsistent from one season to the next.
Was it Champions League or UEFA Cup you qualified for?
UEFA Cup. I wish it was Champions League, I would have stayed there.
And that was the first season in FM9, wasn't it?
Yep.
So first ever clan season, you were the one hitting the front first.
Yeah, it does seem to happen a bit.
Yep. I was just about to say, FM09, you were manager of the year in the first season, weren't you?
I don't think we had that back then, but I'm sure I would have won it.
Yeah, we did. We had a manager of the year and you were the first recipient of that award in FM 10.
That's my memory going in my old dotage.
And then this season, you weren't manager of the year in the first season, but you were promoted, so shows that you always get out of the traps pretty quickly.
Yes, well, I just find a tactic for my team and settle on it.
Any other secrets to your immediate success?
Finding somebody big to hoop it to.
And it's also noted that whilst you do have this immediate success, you usually follow up with a couple of inconsistent seasons. Any reason for that?
Usually you're reluctant to buy players. I'm pretty poor when it comes to spending the full budget.
If we go all the way back to FM10, you struggled on with Bolton for 2 years after that first good season before getting sacked. You had a brief spell in charge of Newcastle and then a whopping long spell in charge of Wolves.
Yes, I did spend probably too long at Wolves. I just kind of lost the interest after about the eighth season.
Yeah, and you got the reputation as being the best manager on clan to not actually win anything.
I always got inflicted by horrid luck, I think, in semi-finals and finals.
How on earth, Joe, did you manage to get so many seconds and thirds in the league and not really land the Premiership title?
Well, one of them I blame my new taking out, Aaron Spear, my star striker.
And you also were runners-up in the FA Cup, runners-up in the League Cup and runners-up in the Europa League Cup.
Yeah,
very much.
Did have a habit of finishing second, but at least they got to the final. That's the bright side.
So do you think you'll have a few more trophies in the bag on FM11?
I already have one trophy in the bag, and yes, the playoff trophy, I'm counting that as a trophy. No one can take it away from me.
And Is it true that one of the reasons you wanted to leave Sheffield United so quickly so you can rekindle your good relationship with me?
Possibly. It was a bit strange not having to automatically dislike you because you're the lesser half of Sheffield.
I was aiming more towards the fact that I was reluctant to sell you some of the better players because you were Sheffield United, and in the past you've bought a heck of a lot of players off me.
Well, you do have a habit of dumping good players on me. I wasn't exactly complaining at the time.
You got something of a knack for taking a player who I think's not up to it and turn him into a world beater.
It's just all about showing faith in the young players and giving them a chance.
Maybe I could be the Peter Taylor to your Brian Clough then.
Yeah, exactly. Apart from the fact that I'm not exactly a winner of trophies.
Well, Joe, you're struggling a bit at the moment with Portsmouth. Have you got any chance at all of staying up?
I wouldn't bet on it, let's put it that way.
And if you do go down next season to the Championship, do you think you'll bounce straight back?
That's the plan, rebuilding it. If I go down, rebuild down there, a chance to freshen up the squad because it's a bit geriatric.
How much of the £7 million budget reported to have had has been spent?
£6 million on two players. One an absolute star centre-back who has served Portsmouth well in long term.
Is there any star players who look set to leave if you go down?
There will be some players who will be released due to overly high contracts given out by previous regimes, chief of which would be Mr. Tal Ben-Haim.
What about your star players, though?
What star players?
So, pretty much a damage limitation exercise and flog everybody off and assemble your own team, then?
Flog as much off as is sensible and rebuild the team, yes.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that, Joe. Hopefully you can stay up. If not, I hope to play you next season in the Championship.
Yeah, well, with your luck in playoffs so far, I wouldn't bet on it.
Cheers, Joe.
Right.
It's time now for the podcast review for the end of the week. And I'm joined by Belly McFish, who manages York City in Division League 2. Fred Norling of Millwall in the Championship. Joe Kelly of Portsmouth in the Premier League. And Johnny Dean of Peterborough in the Championship. Hello, boys.
Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Right, let's start with the Premier League. So, Premier League looks like this. We've got Arsenal top of the table, 55 points. Tottenham, Aston Villa and Man City round out the top four. But the surprise package is Nottingham Forest in sixth position on 37 points and only 5 points off overhauling Man City for a Champions League spot. And definitely in the race for a European spot is Chelsea in eighth place, are only a point behind them, but in ninth place Birmingham are some 4 points behind him. So the question is, Joe, can Notts Forest hang on, get a European place, or can he even get that Champions League spot?
It would be an instant relegation next season if he did. We've seen it happen before. Club comes up in the Championship, gets into the Europe, gets relegated the year after.
Are you referring to the difficulties various managers encountered on FM10, or are you drawing real-life parallels?
Real-life, Ipswich a few years back. They got up, got into Europe, and then were relegated the next season.
There was a number of managers, Kim, Mike, to an extent, me definitely on at least two occasions, who all suffered massive problems. I was sacked twice after getting into the Champions League for the first time.
He's not going to get into the Champions League. Man City just spent £48 million in January to strengthen their squad.
Nah, he's not getting into Champions League. He's got 5 points up. He have a game less than the others, but I don't think he will.
That's what I was just about to say, Fred. It might be 5 points, but he does have a game in hand. And again, that game in hand is a certain Portsmouth, as Joe was just saying.
Yes, I'm actually rather counting on that game at hand to give me some hope of getting out of the bottom.
What about you, Billy? Have you got any comments on Champions League aspirations for Nathan?
I think he'll might make Europa League this year, but if he does that, I think Champions League's are certain for next year, the way he's progressing.
Europa League is a bloody nightmare.
Well, he's in with a brilliant shout for the Europa League spot, because the Carling Cup is between Blackburn and Man United, and you'd have to say Man United should win that. You'd expect one of the top seven or eight to win the FA Cup, which means that seventh position should be enough once more for Europa League.
Yeah, definitely. But as long as he doesn't just take the Europa League too seriously, I reckon you'll do fine.
Okay, if we move on to Portsmouth themselves, it's been a pretty rough ride for you so far, eh, Joe?
Slight problems with the fact that my squad is geriatric, essentially.
Have you won a game yet this season?
Yes, I have won games.
And who have they been against?
Oh, Lord, I can't even remember now. That's how long it's been.
So not Wigan and Sheffield United, perchance?
I haven't played them recently, actually.
So, I'm 14 points, Joe. Six points to go to safety. Any chance at all of staying up?
I need to win my game in hand.
Well, that's a certainty, but that'll still leave you 3 points off Blackburn.
Yes, but I do have more home games coming up. I've had more away games than home games, so if I could get a decent run of home going, then I have a chance.
What's your opinion, Fred? Do you think Joe's got enough to be able to save himself?
No.
Oh, nice.
The game in hand is against Arsenal.
No, it's not. It's against Nathan.
It's against Nathan.
It's Nathan?
Come on, Fred, get your facts right.
What? Yeah, it's against Nathan, Fred. Belly.
What? That can't be true. It says Arsenal here.
No, the game in hand is against Nottingham Forest, Fred, because Nottingham Forest have played
23.
Yeah, but it says on the game schedule that the next game is against Arsenal.
It might well be, Fred, but at some point he has to make that game in hand up by playing.
Yeah, that's true, but he needs to take that rise now.
We'll put your misunderstanding down to an interpretation problem, Fred.
I do play Arsenal midweek, but that is a scheduled league set of league games in the Premier League. All the clubs playing.
Belly, Joe, you're going down.
Oh, I think he's regretting he left Sheffield United.
No.
Yes, you do.
Fratton Park is a nicer place, nicer ground, nicer fans. And they got to Mr. Pompey. What?
You are joking, right?
Belly, can you just explain to the listeners for us how Joe found himself in this situation?
You mean in charge of the Pompey?
Yep.
I think his beloved Newcastle became available, and temptation got the better of him. But the Sheffield United board didn't take kindly to his interest. And there was a disagreement, so I hear. I'm sure Joe can elaborate.
No comment.
And that disagreement resulted with Joe leaving Sheffield United, hoping for the Newcastle job, which went elsewhere. Then he went for the Birmingham job, which went elsewhere. And in the end, he took any job on offer in the Premier League, and the only job on offer was Portsmouth. Is that about right, Joe?
That could be interpreted by some of the fair assessment.
I would like to add that he managed to get off the bottom of the table with Sheffield United, only to leave the club and join the team bottom of the table.
Johnny, <where's up?
laughs> Johnny, do you think that's a course of action you would have pursued if you were Joe?
No, because it's to do with Portsmouth, and anything to do with Portsmouth is just not right.
It's a fine club.
You wouldn't be from Southampton, perchance, would you, Johnny?
No, I wouldn't.
Now, in terms of the Premier League, it's looking like it's going to be a pretty interesting end to the season, right at the bottom, and again for Nathan. So we'll leave that there and rejoin that next week and move on to the Championship where the most of the clan members are. Top of the table, Burnley, 65 points, and he's some 9 points ahead of the third place team. What's Jim's chances of promotion, Joe?
He's going to get promoted. He's the best manager in the clan.
And is there any chance at all, Fred, that you being a third place team can catch Jim in particular?
No, not Jim. there's not a chance. There's 9 points up. I don't see him bottling it up again.
You never know. Not with Jim, you never know.
Well,
not this time around. I'm hitting a bad patch at the moment too, so...
There's still 17 games left, there's still plenty of points to play for.
Well, we'll come on to Millwall in a little while, but the thing that jumps out at me for Burnley is 6 games lost. What do you think of the league leaders having lost 6 games already, Billy?
Well, it's not good, is it? But I suppose it's better than drawing a load. You know, if you take more risk in the match and you win more, but then again you lose more.
You get points for drawing.
Yeah, but
you get a point for drawing rather than losing.
Yeah, but Joe, look, think about it this way: 2 games, you draw 2, you get 2 points. You win 1, you lose 1, you get 3 points.
Mathematics there from Billy. So, Johnny, do you think that Jim's got any secrets or anything about the way he's playing that's making him do so well at the moment?
I just think he's made a few good signings in the summer and just done well.
And can you tell from having played against him this season that he is the clan's best ever manager?
He's up there, there's no doubt about that.
I think there's no dispute from the others on the clan, is there, Fred, Billy, Joe, as to who the greatest manager the clan's ever had is?
No
doubt.
Well, if we move on... Yes, Fred?
He did get beat by the second best manager in the clan.
Well, Fred, you're in third position. A short time ago, it was all looking so rosy. You're aiming finally for mass promotion.
Yeah.
And as soon as you set your sights on it, you slip back to third. So where's it gone wrong?
Some short injuries on key players. An unfortunate 4-week injury in my right winger caused more harm than I expected. And... it's just been that I played against bottom side teams. And I've decided to go attacking against them, and that haven't been working. So I haven't done my usual philosophy against them. And after that, I haven't really managed to get back. I have dominated many of the games, but I lose for some reason. And we did have a game where we scored 3 own goals on ourselves, so...
You're shooting yourself in the foot, essentially.
Yeah. That's
Well, Joe, having faced Fred last season, what do you make of his performance this season?
Well, he improved vastly. I mean, last season he basically frustrated through defence, but now he's managed to get some offence going. And he's punching way above his weight with the budget he has at Millwall.
Yeah. Maybe it's for the best that I'm not promoting.
Probably. You're get torn apart in the Premier League.
Because my side is not ready. I have many, many, many old players. I need to remove maybe 9 or 10 of my starting players.
Actually. As many as that? Okay, if we move on. The most successful manager on FM10 has suddenly appeared from nowhere in fifth position on 49 points. What does everybody make of Mike's chance of promotion this season, eh, Billy?
Well, I think you only have to look at FM10, don't you, for his credentials. I think with Mike it's only a matter of time. It's a case of when rather than if.
Joe, how do you rate Mike's chances of reaching a playoff position this season?
He should make the playoffs the rate he's going, and then after that, it's a lottery, it really is.
Johnny, you've been somebody who's been new to the clan. What have you made so far of Mike's progress?
Well, he got off to a bad start, but he's got one of the best teams in the world he's managing. And looks like he'll be in the Premier League anytime soon.
Okay, Johnny. If we can focus now on the team who's 10th position, which is Middlesbrough. A short time ago, a few of us were expressing surprise at just how well Davey was doing. But one manager in particular, that being Kim Smedegaard, was saying how he likened Davey's progress to a man in an elevator with a broken string, and that lift would crash any time soon. Is that what's happening, Joe?
It's just a restoration of the natural order of the universe.
And how do you rate Davey's chances of turning his little mini slump around and getting back into the playoffs?
None? Not a chance.
Fred, do you give him any chance?
You do forget his ass manager here. If it goes bad, he can go off.
Yes, but he can't counter Davey damage.
Look at his results in the league. He's either winning or losing games.
Mostly losing.
There's only any drawing there.
That's a true football term, that, Fred.
Well, if we go on to the club in 12th position in the league, Leicester, currently managed by the AI, but until recently managed by Gaia. And how have Leicester been doing this season, Joe?
Shit.
And the reason for that is?
Damage done by Geyer, to be perfectly honest.
And what damage did he do?
He didn't spend his money wisely and he didn't get his tactics right.
Well, he spent some money there, hasn't he? £14.5 million in the first season.
Yeah, and if you don't spend money, if you don't spend your money right, you end up basically getting a sack. Simple as that.
If we then look further down the table, we've got Leeds in 18th position. Now, Joe, it was only 2 days ago that you were predicting Leeds to get automatic promotion. What's gone wrong?
Yeah, I predicted that they would get automatic promotion. That's what went wrong.
Well, since then, they've dropped 14 places in only, about 15 games.
Just went on a horrible run and he just seemed to stop scoring goals. I don't know what happened there.
Fred, do you think this run's going to continue? Or do you think since the resignation of Stu, they're going to plateau and maybe start to get themselves back into a solid mid-table position?
They should do it, but with that squad. But I'm not entirely sure.
They won't. They just hired Alan Pardew, therefore they won't.
Well, if we turn to the potential relegation battles. Johnny, Huddersfield in 19th position on 34 points, 11 points ahead of yourself. Do you think that they could be drawn into this relegation battle, or are they safe?
I think they're safe.
And how have Huddersfield been this season? Do you think they've managed to step up well?
Yeah, I think they've done well. They don't have the greatest squad in the world, but they've got a good tactician as their manager.
Well, it was only a short time, wasn't it, Belly, that they were up in 9th position. They seem to have slipped back in the last few games. Do you think that they're on a downward spiral or just hitting a few bumps?
I think just hitting a few bumps. I think it will sort itself out, I'm sure.
Now, Fred, Peterborough in 22nd position on 23 points, 2 points from safety. Do you think they've got their hands full on this relegation battle, or do you expect them to ease away from it?
He's going to be in the fight to the last breath. I'm not sure if he will survive. There's only 2 points to safe ground, but the squad isn't really good enough.
On the plus side, whatever Leslie said, he does have a decent goal difference compared to other teams around him.
Yeah.
Well, that's... could be said to be the old cliche of being worth another point. Eh, Johnny?
Yeah.
And it's fair to say that you've been missing for a lot of the season, haven't you, Johnny? So you weren't really able to bring many players in the summer. And yeah. Should you be present for Monday, you still have 3 days of the transfer window to bring in a few targets. Is that something you can do?
Yeah, I've got it all planned out.
And do you expect that you can turn things around and take Peterborough under your wing once more and lead them away from relegation.
No doubt.
And what makes you so confident?
That, really, I've got the potential to be the best manager in the clan.
That's Jimmy, we all know that.
So you think you can be even better than Jim, even better than Mike, and win all the trophies that were won on FM10?
Absolutely.
I admire your confidence, Johnny. Well, if we go down into to League 2, there's two clubs there, Sheffield Wednesday in second, and Scunthorpe, now managed by Gaia, in ninth position, just 4 points off a playoff position. How do you see this season going, Johnny?
I think that you should really be up there, really.
I wouldn't disagree with you there. Fred, have you been following events in League 1 yourself?
Barely, but it does look like you've hit a good form and that you are going to take that out-promotion position. But we must not forget that there is only a three-point difference down to the playoffs.
If I may ask, Steve, how have your games been going?
Well, I had a very difficult start. I haven't lost many games, as you can see. In fact, most of those five losses have come within the last 15 games. And as you'll be able to see, the goals against column, only 18 conceded. We were an extremely tight team. If you look at the match stats for some of the matches, you'll see that we're absolutely pulverising teams, having 20 shots to 2 or 3, and somehow we're conceding the odd goal and either drawing or losing, when really we should be winning these games, no exaggeration, 7 or 8-0.
Does it worry you, the fact that you create these many chances and that you're not putting them away?
It certainly does, because I don't know if you've known, but Sheffield Wednesday have got absolutely no money, not a penny to rub together. I wasn't happy with my squad last season, so I basically sold my entire first team, brought in 2 million, was given 500,000 of that to spend by the board, and spent almost all of it on a player called Mayer, who's then restored my confidence, so he repaid my confidence by scoring just one league goal in 20 games.
Oh, what a
funny. And what about the fact that Gillingham scored more goals than you, Steve, sitting in 16th?
How does that make you feel?
Well, it worries me. And should I find myself in the playoffs, I don't think I'd be entirely confident of getting promoted. I just hope that we can stay clear of the playoff places and go up automatically.
And what do you think of the Swans' chances, Swansea, of catching you?
They're not catching me. I think if you actually look, you'll see that we've been behind them. We got ahead of them, dropped back, and in recent times we're pulling away from them.
And any chance of overhauling Swindon to take the League One title?
There was until recently. We hit a bit of a bad spell, but the main reason for that bad spell was the fact that we, in fact, played the likes of Swindon, lost 1-0 at their place. We were able to beat Swansea 2-1, and that's been a massive swing in Swindon's favour in the title race.
Where we move on to League 2?
Well, if we just quickly mention Gaia, he was in about 10th position when he took over, rocketed him up into the playoffs, was doing quite well there before slipping back recently. The only thing I would say, rather cynically, is perhaps his slide back down to ninth coincides with a period where his ass-man ceased to be in control and Gaia took control himself once more.
And we are now joined by Huddersfield manager Tim Andreas Maygard.
Good evening.
Hi, Kim. Nice of you to join us at this late hour. We were just discussing League 2, and in particular, Gaia's tactic of riding high in the league when he's not present and slipping back down when he is present.
Yeah, well, that's normally Gaia's method. It leaves the good parts for his ass man, then he just cocks up himself.
Well, we're going to move on to League 2 now. League 2 has three teams now. Top of the three human teams are Charlton in 14th position on 35 points. Then 21st, Morecambe on 32. And finally, York, 23rd position on 27 points. Now, it was only a short time ago that 2 points separated them. York were top of the trio, Morecambe second, and Charlton in 23rd position. But since then, they've exploded under the stewardship of Stu. What do you think about that, Joe?
Charlton should never have been down there in the first place.
Well, there's only one man responsible for that, isn't there, Billy?
And he's here.
Who's that, then?
Your good self.
Charlton is too big of a club to be down there. It's only one reason that they're down there, and is he here with us now?
I do believe he is.
No, she's not here tonight.
So you're taking no responsibility at all, Billy, for taking them down?
Well, once pro Premier League club like Charlton are now lingering in League 2. Turner beaters.
All I will say is I put in solid foundations for future growth, but the board didn't leave those plans in place long enough for them to come to fruition.
What do you mean solid foundation? Quicksand is more solid than that.
Well, it's no coincidence, is it, Billy, that Stu takes over and in no time at all climbs a club 9 places in the league.
He's put in steps to improve in the short term, I'm sure. I'm not sure how it will do him in the long term. Let's remember with Leeds, obviously they did well in the short term, but ultimately went on a bad run and it cost him his job.
That's because of the impatience of the chairman of Leeds, Ken Pitt.
Well, Johnny, if we bring you into this conversation, Morecambe are in 21st position, 5 points ahead of Belly in clear relegation. How do you think the most maverick manager, Crazy Will's, doing on the clan?
He's managing a very small club, very small band base, very small budget. And if he stays up, then he's done well.
Do you think they are benefiting from his crazy tactics and his antics?
Yeah. They need some excitement down in Morecambe.
So do you find his managerial style effective?
Yeah, it's very similar to Ian Holloway.
I wouldn't get it a compliment.
Yeah, I guess shrimping is enough, you know, to...
I was just wondering what everybody thought would be the next manager to get the boot.
You.
No, don't hold back.
No, but... Yeah,
you've got
but...
to be the favourite, haven't you, Billy? Because you're... if you go down, even though your board wouldn't sack you, it's an automatic sacking because there's no division below you, so the game automatically sacks you.
So basically, you're fucked.
Well, I mean, to be honest, because there's no bottom league, as soon as I know that I'm down, just like Stockport was, I'd probably resign anyway. But you've still got, 17 league games to go?
Yeah. It's definitely between you and Will down there. And the only other person for the sack could be myself if I don't get promoted. My board expect me to win the league. First or second will probably do for them. But if I don't win the playoffs, I'm gone, I think.
Yeah, and we all know you are a bottler, Steve, so you'll probably lose out in extra time in the playoffs again. And
we're off there, go.
I'm not so much of a bottler, Kim. There's very few finals that I did lose on FM10. And the playoffs in last season just came too much for me because I was on a great run of form and it was bound to end sooner rather than later.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that you and Joe have switched sides here. You're going to be the nearly guy this time, Steve. You're going to lose out in every final and Joe seems like he's going to be the winning guy.
Yeah,
the winning guy adrift at the bottom smoking? Of the Premier League.
What have you been smoking, Kim?
That's my prediction.
Well, I've never been relegated before, Kim, so Joe's going to pit me to that one this season.
Or you can join me next season.
Well, hopefully, Joe, I'll be playing you in the Championship.
Yeah, hopefully by then I'll have moved up the division again.
You've never been relegated, Stephen, are you sure?
Don't ever recall being relegated now, not on Football Manager.
You don't really recall yesterday, Steve, so I wouldn't put too much on that.
I'm sure there was a team in FM10 he took over at the bottom of the table to make them survive and end up going down.
That doesn't count. I was 15 points away from staying up.
Come on.
And absolutely hauled that all the way back in. You're staying up by 3 points. That was Mission Impossible. That doesn't count. I almost freaking...
That doesn't count. Or not.
You said, if we rewind here, you said you have never been relegated with a team on FM.
Yeah, but it doesn't count when it takes over. Oh, I took over about 10 games ago. You're practically down on
me.
Yes, Steve, let me ask you this question. Were you in control of that team?
Not for the full season, no.
No, I mean, were you in control of that team when they got relegated?
No, because I resigned. And my profile was big enough I could get the Arsenal job.
Were they already relegated when you resigned, or had they any chance of staying up?
They still could mathematically stay up.
Could they?
Yeah.
How? By winning 100-0 the last game?
Maybe.
Who's looking more likely to be the first manager to win a cup or the Premier League then? Is it Nathan still?
Well, the first manager to win a cup surely would be myself, because I'm in a final of a Johnson Paints.
That's not that cup.
That's counting.
I was in the final last year.
Yeah, but you lost out, Johnny.
But don't you win a tin of paint?
Most likely, Billy. I think that'd probably be more expensive than a trophy they'll give me.
What, a bucket of paint?
I'm paint trophy now. Southampton won it.
But I think for winning a proper trophy, you can't really see past Nathan, because nobody else can touch him at this stage.
I couldn't even finish that sentence.
I thought Joe was challenging him until he decided to do his applying around.
To join the scum.
Now, Joe was always about 5-10 points behind, and then Nathan took off, and Joe Sheffield United fell behind.
Yeah, but he was the nearest to Nathan. No one else was near him, were they?
Yeah, but Joe was always struggling to stay up.
We had a good cup run as well with Middlesbrough last season. It took them to the semi-finals and almost got through.
Well, you mean Will with Cardiff had a good run and Davey had a decent run with Middlesbrough this season?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought Will did really well. Only lost on with a one goal aggregate against Manchester City, and they had to pull out the big guns to beat him in the second game last season.
He paid the ultimate price for that because he got a big head. And what does he go and do? Applies for a job, doesn't check his reputation, and gets himself sacked.
Yeah, but you never know. He might get boomeranged up again somehow. You never know with that crazy Scotty.
Well, I can't see anybody in League 2 bar Stu, who's got a big club in Cardiff. Cardiff Charlton, racing out of the League 2, up League 1, up the Championship into the Premier League. Certainly not York, no. Certainly not Markham.
No, but he's not going to stay them for long, I think. I think he's going to jump clubs as quickly as he can, and I'm pretty sure Belly will, if he can as well. Just need to get a little bit better reputation, and I'm sure Belly's off the first chance to get. No disrespect to York, but they are a mediocre club at best.
Well, according to the rumours, the first chance Belly will get will be to join the team one place ahead of him, Burton Albion. Going to comment on those rumours, Belly?
There's no truth in them at this stage.
Maybe if you go down.
Maybe.
You were about to say something else before I pointed in that direction.
Yeah, I was just going to point out the fact that when I took over Charlton, I was looking at myself as a one-man club, you know, trying to get them up into the Championship and then Premiership and see how far we can go. But the way things have gone, I think it's going to be a case of getting to the Premiership as soon as possible, no matter who I'm with, really.
You're really banging that bit a drum about Charlton, aren't you, Billy? Let it go.
I just think it's a point to note.
Just put your hand up and say, I was shit. Sorry, Charlton.
I think, honestly, that if I stuck to my original plan, I'd still be there, to be honest. But because I changed it and went down a different route, I think that's what cost me.
Well, does anybody agree with Pelly?
No.
Yeah, I might agree with him. He might have done better if it didn't change, but he did change, and that was his decision. So he's got to face it and face the facts that he messed up, and now he's got to work hard to get back up.
Well, on that bombshell, I think we'll end the podcast there. Good night.
Good night.